It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm looking around for my damn headphones to put them on. They're on my head. I'm like, oh no, the music's playing, which I can hear very loudly and clearly in my ears. Where have my headphones gone?
It was a lot of fun to watch.
I was panicking too.
I'm sorry you're breaking down, but at least you've got an audience.
Golly. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob and the great one, Alonzo, with you.
Maybe you're just a little jittery from all the caffeine that you're drinking.
This is water.
Is it?
Yeah. Went with the liquid death this morning.
Okay, what makes liquid death? Liquid death.
It's just canned spring water. It's the same as drinking bottled water. It's just in a can.
Okay, but why not just get water?
I did.
Is it even?
It's water.
Is it flavored?
This one's not. They do have flavors. I'm a big fan of the lime.
Why don't you just get your normal brand that you get? You just like drinking out of a can more? I mean, it's
this one's like 10 cents cheaper, and it's recyclable aluminum. Okay. As opposed to plastic.
All right.
And we all have plastic in our testicles now.
Yeah.
You know?
So
I'm trying to limit testicular plastics.
I don't think we all do. I don't think the women do. But, you know, I could be wrong. I don't know.
Wednesday, ba-da, ba-da-da. All right.
Did you just go mamas and papas?
So good to me.
You are ba-da. Old.
I absolutely am. Texter said, why are you guys not live on the radio in Clemson? Sucks butt. Well, first off,
Texter.
They were
talking about Clemson? They're talking about the fact that we're not on.
Live on the radio. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. This individual leaves the upstate, drives to Clemson, like for work or school or whatever they're going down there to do, and listens to us but can't get us on the radio down in Clemson. Well, I have wonderful news for you, dear Texter, if you hopefully are still listening. The answer is to download the Odyssey app. Put it on your cell phone. Almost everybody has a car with Bluetooth in it now. Okay? What you do is you grab that free, capital F, capital R, capital E, capital E, capital E, capital E, capital E, free Odyssey app. AUDACY. You put it on all your digital devices. But throw it on the cell phone. Hook us up to the Bluetooth. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click the heart button. Click play on the Rob Brown Show every weekday from 6 until 10 a.m. And you can listen live no matter where you are. You be in Clemson. You could be in Columbia. You could be in Columbia the country. You could be in Columbus.
I was saying, you could be in Colombia.
You could be in Portugal, where Columbus sailed from. You could be in Italy, where Columbus actually was from. You could be anywhere. Any of the Columbias or Columbuses. And you can listen for free on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. And when you go to the Fan Upstate page, you click on the little circle microphone button right in the middle of the page, and you can leave a 60-second voice note that comes directly to the great one and I on the Ray Memorial Hotline. Anytime, day or night.
If you're very upset about the signal or being unable to do things that you normally would on the show, leave us a complaint.
Like this texter did, who said, as a Buckeye fan, I have to work from 12 to 2 on Saturdays. I hate noon games, .. but O-H-Z-O.
Yeah, because they're happy about me being happy, and I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I appreciate you looking out for your fellow man.
We've had like 6 moral victory bell jokes on the stream so far. I want you to know, or on the text so far. I want you to know I appreciate all of them. Texter said, as a Clemson fan, I was really shocked we made the first playoff rankings. Do y'all think the sister kissers from the armpit of the state can find their way in? I'm assuming by sister kissers from the armpit of the state.
You mean people who live in Pickens County?
Is that the armpit of the state?
It is to me.
I haven't been. I've been to a lot of the state. I haven't been to all of the state. What's the armpit of South Carolina? It's Jacksonville in Florida. It's the butthole of America. What's the butthole of South
Carolina?
It's
a place where there's a stadium surrounded by cows.
And a beautiful golf course, by the way.
Which, if you can handle the smell from the cows.
The answer
flatulence.
Is
cow flatulence.
The answer is, dear Textor, who reached out and asked if South Carolina can find their way into the college football playoff
they
rankings.
They were not specific about that. They didn't say South Carolina.
I'm going to bank that they are talking about the game.
Come on. You wouldn't think that they're actually a Clemson fan. Well, they did say that, didn't they? Yeah, they did. They did.
They did. The answer, dear Textor, is yes, they can, because... the AP poll, as much as Lonzo despises it,
means nothing.
Means a lot when it comes to selecting teams to the college football playoffs.
I looked it up, and according to the internet, that is not how the college football committee makes their, they watch the games and make their own decisions. They don't go,
right.
Let's see what the daggum AP poll says. We'll just copy that.
Right. Which is exactly why.
Yeah, they don't do that.
1 through 13 are exactly the same, with the exception of 2 and 3 being flip-flopped. Everything. Oh, and by the way, 1 through 13 are the same. 14 and 15 are the same, but flip-flopped LSU and A&M. 16 is the same. 17 is the same.
Wait,
the only major difference between the AP poll and the college football playoff rankings are this. The AP has Army at 18. The college football rankings have them at 25. The AP has Clemson at 19. The college football rankings have them at 23. The AP poll has Washington State at 20. The college football rankings have them at 21. AP has Colorado at 21. The rankings have them at 20, and that's really
it. You told me earlier the only difference is 2 and 3, so I took...
inside the top 13, say okay. What I said.
Okay, I cannot look comparatively because the AP poll is meaningless now, so why should I look at it?
Okay, I'm not going down this rabbit hole.
It's not a rabbit hole. It's a disagreement, a topic or whatever. The fact that I'm right and you're wrong, you want to move on. That's fine. I get it.
No, I need you to... I've asked the question already. You haven't answered it yet. Do you think that when the selection committee sits down, that they have no idea what's in the AP poll and they do not let that 0% influence?
Bob, can you pass around the copies of the AP poll? No,
isn't some super secret thing that you got to go to the dark internet to find what the rankings are. They're literally the front page of every sports website every week. Right? I'm not asking for national secrets here.
Yeah, the dark internet. That's why I don't look over your shoulder when we're in the office, because I don't want to see that stuff.
The dark web. I'm on the dark web.
Yeah, they kill you for that stuff. I don't want to die.
All right. Anyway, to answer your question, Texter, the answer is yes, because while they are different down towards the bottom of the top 25, not terribly different, but a little different. Clemson's got 4 spots of difference. Army has 7, and those are the 2 biggest spots. South Carolina this week received 58 AP votes to be included in the top 25. They are 2 spots outside of being fine, Lonzo, but I just want it. I want it. When South Carolina beats Vanderbilt on Saturday and they come in next week, you don't get to celebrate a top 25 Gamecock team because you don't care about it. It's irrelevant.
I get to celebrate a victory by one of the teams that I pulled
victory,
for.
Victory, sure.
Yeah. But
you
I won't celebrate
being ranked.
I won't say, I won't know if they're ranked or not because I'm not looking at the AP. So I'm going to wait till Tuesday night when the CFP comes out, and then I'll find out if they're ranked because that other ranking doesn't matter.
Okay. I want you to know if they win on Monday when the AP poll comes out and South Carolina is ranked in the top 25, it will be in the Sports Flash. It will be in there.
I don't have to read what you write. I can just, I can take out parts that I don't like.
Well, then you write it.
I absolutely can, but someone wants their fingerprint on the entire show. So I'm just saying, it's a big old Rob Brown fingerprint.
Right there.
That's a thumbprint.
So to answer, is the thumb not a finger?
If it were, why did they distinguish it and call it a thumb and these four fingers?
We call this one a pointer finger. I was going to tell you what we call the other one.
There's a finger followed by all those. They don't go, this is my thumb finger. It's just the thumb.
Really, what's this one?
Pinky finger.
No, it's pinky. Okay. It's the dumbest argument we've ever had. The dumbest argument we've ever had. I'm answering this texter's question. The answer, texter, is yes. If South Carolina beats Vanderbilt this weekend, not only will they be ranked in the AP poll, which does matter, but they will be a college football playoff ranked team too. Because if they beat Vanderbilt, I think Missouri is probably jumpable at that point. Because Missouri, they have Oklahoma this weekend. Oklahoma's not ranked. Now, Vanderbilt is ranked, but only in the AP poll. And considering the voters on this college football playoff selection committee 100% take the AP poll into consideration, it is not the determining factor, it is a determining factor. I do think South Carolina will be ranked when we get up in her on Monday morning to do the show next week. We'll find out. Texter said, I would have preferred a three-loss Gamecock team in over a three-loss team. Also, Mizzou's schedule is weak as heck. Can't say they belong. I completely agree. Mizzou's in because they're an SEC team with two losses. That's why they're in. Again, Mizzou is on the lower end of the spectrum of the SEC bonus points. Okay? A two-loss team out of the ACC, you ain't getting in. You ain't getting in. A two-loss team out of the SEC, when I say getting in, I'm not talking about to the rankings. I'm talking about to the dance, to the show, to the 12-team party. A two-loss SEC team will absolutely get in. In fact, I project you will have at least two two-loss SEC teams in. Same is probably but less true out of the Big Ten. But the SEC brownie points are absolutely real. And Mizzou is benefiting from them. That is why you will notice in the AP poll, Mizzou ain't ranked. But they are in the college football playoff rankings. Why? Because the college football playoff rankings are directly influenced not just by the AP poll, which they are, but they're also influenced by television contracts and money. The more the SEC looks like it's the dominant conference, the more money they can milk out of television conferences. The AP poll is not impacted by television revenue. The college football playoff selection committee is, or will be, will continue to be. So, yes, I have said this is not a new theory from yours truly. The AP does not care about TV revenue. The playoff rankings do. And because the playoff rankings do, they are going to give the bonus points to Mizzou. If South Carolina beats Vanderbilt on Saturday, South Carolina will be in the college football playoff rankings next week, and you will be the beneficiary of the SEC bonus points. You will get the SEC rub that Mizzou has gotten to be ranked at 6-2, for sure. Louisville, one spot ahead of Clemson, who they just beat. And I will give them credit for this. I also think that the college football playoff selection committee actually think does a better job placing weight directly on wins and losses. I really do. Which is why Louisville's ranked number 25 in the AP poll and Clemson's number 19, despite the fact that Louisville didn't just beat Clemson. They whipped with a capital Clemson this weekend. And I think they get credit for that in the college football playoff rankings, which is why they're behind Louisville, but not in the AP poll, where Louisville is number 25. Let's see. Texter said, if anyone is being disrespected, it's Army. I don't disagree. But again, the college football playoff selection committee every year points out, and I'll tell you why they do it in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion. Every year when we get the voters and they come out and they start talking about how they stacked and who they stacked and why they stacked, every year they place a big emphasis on strength of schedule, and they do it for two reasons. Number one is because it matters. I think, again, right now, and this may change this weekend, but right now Clemson is the illustration of that. Clemson was getting hit going into this game with the, they ain't playing nobody, Paul, phone calls all week. Clemson was being discussed. And again, this is not Rob Brown saying this. This is Rob Brown telling you, as somebody who listens to pods and radio shows from all over the country every single day, Clemson was being discussed as, pardon me for the expression, a paper tiger. A team that ain't played nobody, Paul. A team that, even even with all these numbers and all these stats and a quarterback that was suddenly skyrocketing up towards the, I'll say upper echelon, not top, but upper echelon of the Heisman Trophy voting odds. A lot of people out there across the nation were saying, Clemson ain't played nobody. They are stacking stats against bad teams, and they're going to get exposed. And here's the thing. If you lost this game to Louisville, I could go, oh, it's Jeff Brohm. It's a pretty good quarterback down there. And Tyler. But hey, good teams lose, right? Bama lost to Vandy. Georgia lost to Bama. Good teams lose. Good teams lose. And yes, it's two losses, but the other loss was to what I think might be the best team in the country, the Georgia Bulldogs. Welp, you didn't lose to Louisville. And their quarterback, Tyler, you got hammered. They owned you. In every aspect of the game, they owned you. Army is unfortunately for Army in the they ain't play nobody, Paul, conversation. Army has one chance to prove that they're not a paper tiger. They have one. And keep in mind, Army is hurt by something else. Army is hurt by Cincinnati getting into the 14 playoff and getting blown the bleep out. They're harmed by that. Now, it's better this year than it was in years gone by, because with 12 teams, maybe the college football playoff selection committee goes, you know what, there's our G5 team. There's our G5 team. We're going to let them have a shot. They're going to play in the first round. We're going to let them have a shot. It's not as tough as it would be if it was a 14 playoff. With 12, I can justify putting them in. But they also are going to view their 12 spots just as valuably as they viewed the four spots. And considering G5 teams, smaller teams, have gotten blown the hell out in years gone by, it's less likely to get them in there. That's why they put Army so low. They ain't played nobody. Lehigh, FAU, Rice, Temple, Tulsa, UAB, ECU, and Air Force. A bad Air Force team. They have remaining at North Texas, Notre Dame, UTSA, and Navy. If Army wants to get in, they don't have a choice but to beat Notre Dame. They lose to Notre Dame, there is no path forward. None at all, period, point blank, end of conversation. All right, keep your text coming in, 71-307, 71-307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. And we will read them on the air and react to them as we roll on with the Rob Brown Show and the FAN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the FAN Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo. Want your reactions to the college football playoff rankings that dropped yesterday evening. I was going to try to say both things at the same time. It did not go well. Last evening, yesterday night, whatever you want to call it, Oregon, number one at 9-0. The next 9-0 team is the University of Miami, who is at number four. Those two selections reflect the AP Top 25 poll. The two in betwixt them, Ohio State and Georgia, are flip-flopped. 2 and 3 in the AP poll are Georgia and Ohio State. 2 and 3 in the college football playoff rankings are Ohio State and Georgia. My question here, and we spoke with Denton Day, the host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime, earlier in the show. I asked him the question. He actually had the same opinion that I have, which is, I don't have a problem with the rankings. There's a few spots that I'm like, I don't really love it. I don't really love Mizzou at 24. I mean, if we're going with best teams on the eye test, Mizzou ain't one of them, right? I don't have a ton of problems. Ohio State, Georgia, fine with them being 2 or 3, 3 or 2. Don't really care. It's largely irrelevant. The only reason that 2 and 3 are going to matter when we get to the end is going to be, which winner of the lower seeded games are you playing, right? That's all that matters, is who's your opponent in the next round. If you are 2, you're likely to get a less talented opponent than you are if you are 3. But as we have pointed out many times, That's going to sort itself out by the end of the year, right? Because Ohio State's still got to beat Indiana. And Indiana's a good football team. Are they a great football team? We'll find out when they play Ohio State. Because the conversation from the detractors of the Indiana Hoosiers, the detractors, much like they did with Clemson, are riding the "they ain't played nobody" Paul
before wagon. Last weekend, before Ohio State and Penn State played, who would you have said was the better team, Penn State or Indiana?
Penn State. I'll still say that today, for the record. But I don't trust Penn State. I told you that last week. I picked Ohio State because I don't trust Penn State. And you pointed out, I think, as a matter of fact, not only did you point out, I brought out last week on BetMGM tonight, and I brought it up Saturday on Bet for the Cycle when we were talking about that game, that you fairly asked the question, why is it that James Franklin is hammered with this reputation of can't win the big one and Ryan Day's not? And there is only one reason. And the reason is, and we pointed this out yesterday with the actual record, the answer is because, very simply, James Franklin has lost the big game a lot more times than Ryan Day has lost the big game. I think both of those schools have grown frustrated with their head coach's inability to win the big game. I think it is being vocalized by fans of those schools more than it ever has been before. I think the frustration is real amongst the fan bases, but it's greater at Penn State because James Franklin loses a big game annually, every year. Ryan Day does it less frequently. And so I think that's why James Franklin takes the heat that Ryan Day doesn't. But if you look on paper, and this is why we have the old cliche, the games aren't played on paper, they're played on grass. But on paper, Penn State is the more talented team. Penn State is the third most talented team in the Big Ten. It is to me. I'll put it this way, though. Talent on paper, I don't think Penn State's all that far behind Ohio State in terms of talent on paper, if they're behind at all. I don't think they're that far behind Oregon. Oregon gets the nod because they have Dillon Gabriel at the quarterback spot. Outside of that, there's really no difference. And for the record, the reason I think Oregon beat Ohio State, the reason I think Oregon is the number one team in the country, I don't think Oregon is all that much more talented than Ohio State or Penn State. I just think they got a quarterback and those other two schools don't. Drew Aller's a good quarterback. Drew Aller is not the quarterback that Penn State fans led us to believe or attempted to get us to believe that he was. Drew Aller's fine, but he ain't Dillon Gabriel. I asked Lonzo the question yesterday. If I asked you to define Will Howard as a quarterback, what would you say? And Lonzo went, which is the right answer.
I think yours was a little more expressive. Mine was more like, meh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Lonzo went, meh. And I went, nah. Like, nah. Yeah.
I'm more than happy to say I'm wrong if he proves me wrong. I hope he does.
He ain't yet.
He can very well find a fire. How he ended that game last week, I was okay with that. So, I mean.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You know.
Been a minute.
There is a thing called improvement, and he can make that. He's not horrible.
No.
He's not even bad.
No.
He's there.
He is not. He's good at I'll put it this way. If J.J. McCarthy's good enough to win a Natty, Will Howard's good enough to win a Natty.
Is it unfair? I mean, are we kind of comparing him to the quarterback who was there last year?
I don't think so, honestly. I mean, I'm not, or I'm trying my best not to, but
or
I don't think so.
The one the year before, the one, I mean, they've had some really good quarterbacks. Of course, they haven't translated into the NFL, not too
doesn't
many
matter.
Of them have.
Don't care
but
about that.
But as far as college quarterbacks go, they've had some pretty good ones.
Yeah, I mean, we know that Will Howard is not amongst the best 10 quarterbacks in Ohio State history. He's not amongst the best 10 quarterbacks maybe in the last 15 years, 16 years of the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's good enough to get you to win a Natty, but much like I believe J.J. McCarthy was last year, it's going to be the team that he's good enough not to lose you a Natty. How's that? I think that might actually be a better way to phrase it. He's good enough that he won't lose you a Natty. You'll have to drag him there, right? It's going to be Travion. It's going to be the Ohio State defense that goes and wins, much like last year. It was not J.J. McCarthy that won the Michigan Wolverines and Natty last year, was it? It was not. It was the running back, and it was the defense. It was the fact that they could, in any given situation, they could rely on the run game, and they could rely on the defense to get them out of any given situation, which is why they had, what was the stat on the Penn State game? Which was expected to be the close game for Michigan last year alongside Ohio State. Penn State game last year. Didn't they throw it, what was it, Lonzo, three times? They threw it three times in the second half?
But this also happened. It happened right after the scandal, the Stallion scandal and everything, and suddenly they just started running the ball.
Sure. Sure. And, I mean, there's other factors that can, maybe should be considered.
It looked really conspicuous.
Right.
It absolutely did. But, yeah, they just ran the ball.
Yeah.
And effectively.
And it worked. It worked.
It absolutely worked.
Why would you do anything else but run the damn ball if you can run the damn ball? I have a hat at the house that I bought. I need to wear it one day. I have a hat at the house that I bought off of some website, off of Etsy, I think. It's a green hat and in yellow letters. It just says, run the damn ball, right? I got it in green because it's the only color they had on the website, and I wanted it immediately because I'm a big self-gratification, instant gratification guy, okay? So it just says, run the damn ball. You didn't have to do anything else. And for the record, that's Ohio State this year. If the Buckeyes are going to win the Big Ten, if the Buckeyes are going to win a playoff game, if the Buckeyes are going to win a national championship, it's going to be because you run the damn ball, not because of Will Howard. So all of that being said, I don't really have a big issue with Ohio State University checking in at number two ahead of Georgia. I'll tell you right now, I think Georgia's a better team than Ohio State today. I think Georgia's a better football team. But like I said with Penn State, we don't play the game on paper. We play it on grass. We do that for a reason. So I don't have any issues with the rankings. There's the only thing I said, and I was getting to this a few minutes ago, Denton Day said exactly what I said. Without being prompted to, I asked Denton Day, do you have any problem with the way the rankings are shaped up in week number one? And Denton Day's answer was, I do not. But then he said exactly what I said to start the show. I would like to be more familiar with the process. I would like to be more familiar with the conversations. I think, and this will never happen. It'll never happen. But do you know what I think the best thing college football could do right now would be, aside from go to Rebel Wumps like every other sport? You know what the best thing college football could do right now? Put cameras and mics into that room. Sunday night, put cameras and microphones into that room. Let us hear the conversation of the selection committee. Because if you don't, what happens? They can come out every single night and they can say, well, you know, we're just looking to go with the best team, and it's all about eye test and results. Okay, what's that mean? What's that mean? Tell me how you gauge the eye test. Tell me what you take into consideration to set up the eye test. Or do you just turn your TVs on and watch the games and go, yeah, I think that team's better. I think that team's better. Because I got to tell you, solving issues by utilizing knee-jerk reactions in the eye test ain't a good thing. Ain't a good thing. You know what the most unreliable evidence in the court of law is? Eyewitness testimony. Because people think they saw what they didn't saw very frequently. Right? So put a camera in there and let me hear about it. But whatever the process is that led them to the top 25 rankings that they released last night, I think it worked for the first group of rankings. We'll see how we feel next week. All right, when we come back here in just a minute, we take a look back up and down the NFL trade deadline news from yesterday and more. That's all coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Wrapping up the Rob Brown Show. One segment left to go here on a Wednesday AM. Robin the Great Malonzo with you. The NFL trade deadline went down yesterday. And we had a few moves that got me. Not a ton. One of them belonged to the Carolina Panthers. They send wide receiver Jonathan Mingo and a late round pick over to the Dallas Cowboys in return for a fourth round pick. And I got to tell you, I think the Panthers won that. You paired that extra pick along with the pick swap in the fifth round that you made with the Baltimore Ravens. That is effectively swapping you up somewhere between one, if you're the worst team in the league and Baltimore wins the Super Bowl, and at maximum, like 13 spots. That is if you check in somewhere around 3, 4, 5, and Baltimore makes an early exit from the playoff, or perhaps misses it entirely. I don't plan on that, but we'll see. They did lose to the Browns, so we'll see.
They're in a tough division.
They are in a tough division.
Well, I mean, Pittsburgh's there.
Yeah. I mean, again, they just lost to the Browns. Like, that division hates each other. If NFL rivalries are still real, they're in the AFC North and not really anywhere else, if they're still real. Anyway, put that to the side for just a brief moment. I think the John Mingo trade was won by the Carolina Panthers. I think they won this trade. And I think they won this trade because they are in a spot right now where it is about development for the future. I said coming into the season, the 2024 season, the measuring stick by which we define it as successful or not is not wins and losses to me. To me. It's not wins and losses to me. The way that we determine if the 2024 campaign of the North Carolina, South Carolina Panthers is successful or if it is a failure is whether or not at the end of the season we're optimistic about 2025. If you get to the end of 2024 and you go, ah, oh, man, Canales' program doesn't seem to be working the way we want, right? Nobody seems to have gotten better. Nobody's improving. We now all, even Rob Brown, labels Bryce Young a failure. Ejiro Evero went from arguably one of the hottest head coaching candidates in the NFL to a guy that I don't think is employed by the Panthers next year, not because he's going somewhere else, but because the defense. Although, I do want to point out, much like the offense in the last 2 weeks, if you're giving a bunch of credit about improvement to the offense, I better hear you do it for the defense too, because the defense won you that game against the New Orleans Saints this past weekend. Okay? Held Derek Carr to 200 yards and one touchdown. Held Alvin Kamara ran for like 1,000 yards, but he didn't score.
I don't know why you've been doing the Bears since you came back in the segment, but you've been doing it like the entire time.
Because of Julian Edelman this morning.
Okay. All right. So the thing is,
I've been influenced.
I think you have to factor in strength of opponent. Sorry. Strength of opponent.
Oh, what are you sorry for?
Yeah. And so,
you know how I feel about the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. But you've had a decent week as far as celebration goes, because you ding dong, the witch is dead. Dennis Allen has been fired. So you should. That's good to know. Stick to your guns, yo.
I need you to know, just because something good happened within the scenario doesn't mean that the scenario isn't absolutely.
You're such a pessimist.
No, I'm a realist.
I mean, when this year is over, they're going to go out and find the best coach they could possibly find. Someone so much better than Dennis Allen.
It ain't going to take much to do that, is it?
There you go. See, that was very positive. So, I mean, you got things to look forward to.
Like the end of this damn football season. He's
looking up for the Saints.
Like the end of this stupid football season. All right, now we're not talking about the Saints.
And you're also going to have a pretty high draft pick. So if you want to go out and shore up some of the weak points, you can.
Some of them. I got 22 of them.
You can't shore up all of them. But
can I have 22 first-round draft picks? Maybe I'll have a chance then. And also, by the way, we have sucked at the draft the last couple of years. Like, yes, this is a spot where bad teams should be going, yeah, we got a shot. We're going to look at the draft next year. We're going to have a top. We're going to have a first-round pick. Hell, we might have the number one overall draft pick when it's all said and done. We might be in a real good spot. Number one, and maybe it's just me. You impressed with this draft class overall? I'm not.
No.
Certainly not a quarterback.
Wasn't that impressed last year either.
There are a couple of good running backs, but nobody wants to draft a running back in the first round unless they are just like, you know, world class.
Like a Derrick Henry.
Ashton Jeanty out of Boise State, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know why I turned into Nathan Lane there for a second. I don't know. But.
What, from like the Birdcage or something?
I love that movie.
Okay.
I haven't watched it in a while, but I love the Birdcage. Robin Williams is a legend. Icon. Nathan Lane's great. Nathan Lane's in that Menendez Brothers documentary that's on Netflix.
How is that even a thing? I mean, who's he playing?
He plays a journalist whose daughter was murdered years ago, who becomes a journalist slash advocate for victims, specifically female victims of sexual assault and murder. And Nathan Lane is very dramatic. He's a great actor. Very dramatic. Good. It's an interesting documentary. It's real interesting in a documentary in that obviously it kind of tells a dramatized version of the Menendez brothers' murders. But also apparently the a judge in California where they are incarcerated for life without possibility of parole has changed that and said that he is willing to put them up for potentially parole, potentially a retrial. Of the Menendez brothers case from the early 90s.
Kim Kardashian, like, on their side or something?
A lot of celebrities have gotten on their side.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities have gotten on their side.
It's worked out really well lately.
Yeah, I'm not talking politics, but Democrats, you might want to stop. You might want to stop doing the same damn thing every year. Nobody cares. Nobody cares who Beyonce's voting for. Nobody cares. Maybe put your candidate on the news and have her do some interviews and maybe pick somebody that's likable. Maybe pick somebody people want to vote for. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what you did worked. Or didn't work, pardon me. All right, anyway. Yes, a lot of celebrities have come to the defense of the Menendez. Here's the problem I have with it. Is not that that's happening. I didn't know a lot about this trial predominantly because I was a child when it happened. But apparently the judge that oversees, because the first trial was thrown out, and in the second trial, the judge, according to this documentary and then some of the research I've done, had an issue with the defense attorney for one of the Menendez brothers and basically would not admit evidence that they were going to use to prove that their father abused them sexually, mentally, emotionally, et cetera, threw all of that evidence out, which was the defense of the Menendez brothers. And so a new judge apparently has opened that back up, done a look, and says he's willing to potentially put them up for either parole or a retrial, which is interesting. Anyway, we're talking football. Stop it. What are we doing here?
Sorry.
No, it's my fault. It's my fault. This may shock you. I'm easily distracted.
Today, yeah.
Hello, ADHD, my old friend. It has happened to me again. Okay, stop it. I think the Panthers won.
You got 2 minutes here, Rob. Or three. You got this.
I think the Panthers just won the trade.
I don't.
Receiver for a pick, a very good grade.
Can the Panthers win at anything, though, right now? I mean,
you got to take the victories where they come.
Are you done?
And I am done. Very good. Very done. Very good. Well done. That's why we keep you around, Lonzo. Right there. All right. I think this is a win for the Carolina Panthers, because let's keep it a buck here. Is Jonathan Mingo? Let's assume that Jonathan Mingo goes to Dallas and he ends up with a better quarterback, and you know, the Dallas Cowboys stop being the absolute show that they are right now, and John Mingo develops. What's the roof for John Mingo? What's the absolute best we think John Mingo could be? I think the absolute best John Mingo can be is probably a end zone jump ball specialist, right? I think they took John Mingo and TMJ to try to create a red zone wide receiver threat, both to have him and also to potentially open up the field in the run game, considering over the past couple of years, Carolina has obviously invested in the run game. John Brooks, the rookie drafted last year, you gave the big contract to Miles Sanders after he took the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl. Granted, and Chuba Hubbard, by the way. Granted, Miles Sanders' contract ended up being a liability, not an asset. John Brooks, I told you when he was drafted, you're going to have to give this cat time, right? You do not want to rush this guy back as a first-year rook. You want to give this guy time to rehab, rest, whatever, get his world right, get his health right. But whether it's failed or succeeded, the Panthers have invested in the run game over the past couple of years. I do think that they have followed the suggestion that Lonzo has put out there the last 2 years: run the damn ball. I think they've invested in that, and that's good. John Mingo, even if he ends up being the absolute best John Mingo that John Mingo can be, John Mingo's not the guy that makes the Panthers' offense better next year. He's not. A fourth-round pick can be used to make a lot of places better. Because, and I pointed this out yesterday, right? I definitely pointed this out yesterday. The fourth, fifth, sixth-round picks, that's where you build your team. First-round picks is where you build your marquee. Seventh-round picks is where you're playing the lottery, hoping to get lucky. Fourth, fifth, sixth rounds where you're – that's where you find Alex Anzalone, who the Saints did draft. Same year they drafted Marshawn Lattimore, Alvin Kamara, yada, yada, yada. They found that guy. He's the heart and soul of the team for a couple years. Now he's doing the same thing for Detroit. I will take a roster-building fourth-round pick over John Mingo for next year. That's a dub.
All right. Hard day for me to wade through certain things.
I got to tell you, I was real close to saying we're killing this today.
Yeah, yeah. I found a couple.
Okay. I like it.
The first thing that's X-ing is John Jones.
John Jones X-ing again. Did he start his anger management classes?
No. Okay. You know what next week is, right? On the 16th, John Jones versus Stipe.
Oh, that's right. We are getting that. I thought that got pushed back again.
No.
No?
I'm pretty sure it's next week. I've just been seeing ads on TV.
I thought it got pushed back again. I'm happy to be wrong if I am. Good, super awesome, stellar, so, great.
Two nights of fights. The next one.
You excited about that fight? Or have you lost a little bit of the oomph?
It's taken forever.
Yeah?
But there's still a chance that he loses.
There is?
Yeah.
Are you pulling for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I ever watch is to watch him lose. I haven't been able to do that yet.
That's fair.
I would like to see him lose.
That's fair.
Yes. I would like to watch Stipe knock him out. I'm not so sure he will. Stipe ain't fought in like a year. Neither is John Jones, though. So he got that belt and just has sat on it and had some problems with, you know, like he normally does. The next thing in texting is Jason Kelce.
Had some problems.
Yes, that's what it's some problems.
All right, so there's a couple of reasons. You all know what happened with Jason Kelce over the weekend.
This is a positive reason.
I'm sure it is. I don't know if this is why. This is my guess. A large number of professional athletes that have surrounded Jason Kelce over the past couple of days, including Emmanuel Acho, who we played the sound for you back during the audio blitz at 8 o'clock. A number of people that have been around Jason Kelce as athletes, as teammates, whatever, have come out and rushed to his defense. Said like he popped off for sure, but Jason Kelce's the nicest human being in America. You know how, I figured this out during the break, you know how Jason Kelce is saved from this scenario, Alonzo? Taylor Swift comes out and goes, he's a real good guy. I can't wait for him to be my brother-in-law. And it's over. It's done. If Tay-Tay comes out, if the queen comes out and says he's actually a super, super, super dude, Jason Kelce is sainted. That's how you fix it.
That could absolutely happen. All right, the next thing that's Xing is, it's his birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jason. I'm sure you spent it just loving everything about your life.
Or laying low and, you know.
That one.
Yeah.
That one.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is absolute Superman.
I saw something about that the other day, and I don't know. I don't even remember where.
Well,
I
we
saw
talked
it.
About Absolute Batman like a month ago.
Yep, I remember that.
Absolute Wonder Woman came out a couple weeks ago. I didn't get a chance to get it. It's probably too late to get that. But Absolute Superman comes out today.
Dope.
And if it's as good as Batman, I'm gonna have to pick it up.
I need to get over to Borderlands. I need to get to Borderlands and get back into the comic book game. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, some of these they're really really good. They're limited edition, I think, but we'll see. All right, and finally, because I couldn't stay away from it, I got to at least throw one thing in there.
Sure,
Rob Reiner.
Oh God, Rob Reiner's probably gonna explode today.
And here's the reason
he's gonna literally.
Here's the reason why he's Xing. There's a number of celebrities, which happens every election,
sure,
who have said that they're moving away from the United States if this person is elected. Out of all the other ones, Beyonce and all those guys can stay here. Let Rob Reiner leave. Because how is he even relevant anymore? The only time he shows up.
Is he?
I mean.
I don't think he is.
That's what I'm saying. He's not relevant anymore.
I mean, Rob Reiner had some good stuff back in the day, but like.
Listen, he was.
He's a South Park caricature now.
As a director, he's had a Princess Bride, I believe,
for
was
sure.
His. Also, these go up to 11. That was him.
Spinal Tap.
Yes.
I was about to make a Spinal Tap reference about him. Spinal tapping.
But out of all the celebrities who said they're going to move, he can go ahead and go, and you know what? No one to know. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I said this last night to a bunch of friends of mine, both. I'll give you this thought that we'll get out. If your preferred candidate last night, the sun comes up today. And if you have a problem with the governmental structure, if changes start to be made by those who won the election, speak out and make your party run better next time. If you won yesterday, if your preferred candidate took home a victory last night, humility, grace, understand that people who didn't want your candidate to win, they are still Americans. They are still your fellow countrymen. Listen, take into consideration, act with respect and dignity, and if both sides just be adults for 5 minutes, we can get through everything. Just 5 minutes. Just be an adult for 5 minutes.
Got a little trouble handling that, getting that microphone back over there.
I pushed it further than I thought.
I know you did. I was a little worried about the monitor.
I don't know my own strength. Back here tomorrow to do it all over again.
So strong, like Superman.
But better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.